The first thing we need to do is read the Bible. But the second thing we need to do is pray. Amen. If you want to have happiness in your life and be set apart from to the things God would have us to do, it's going to start with a Bible reading and a prayer time. Amen. It's going to start with a prayer life. Amen. It's going to start with going to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. You're familiar with it. Pray without ceasing. Amen. We ought to pray to God, talk to God, have a relationship with God. Not just, hey, God, I need you today for this, calling Him up. But, hey, God, I just want to thank you today for loving me, for saving me. Amen. I want to thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being the God that you are today. You think about Bible reading, prayer time. But the third thing this morning, He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. But the third thing this morning is not only reading the Bible and prayer, but the third is being in church. Amen. Being in God's house. What is another way that we can take? We need to sit at home and read our Bibles. We need to read our Bibles outside of this building of these four walls. Amen. We need to study it outside the building of these four walls. But you know what else helps? Being inside the building of these four walls. Amen. Because reading God's Word is good. Amen. And we ought to do it. But something else is we ought to be under the sound preaching and teaching of God's Word. Amen? That's why God's designed pastors and evangelists and teachers and all those things that God gave the gifts of, if you will, to the church. You think about we need to be in God's house. Hebrews, you're familiar with the verse of Scripture, but we'll turn and read it this morning before we move on. Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 23. We'll start there. Hebrews 10:23. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hold it fast. Hold it strong. Don't waver. For He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another. Let us consider each other, the Bible says, one another, to provoke unto love and to good works. You know what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to provoke you to love and good works. You know what Brother Brent's supposed to do? Provoke you to love and good works. You know what Brother Neil's supposed to do? Provoke me to love and to good works. Amen. Let us provoke one another. Let us do that. The Bible says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Consider the other people around you, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. We ought to be here. As the manner of some is, there's some that have forsaken assembling themselves together. Back in Bible times, and you know what? The same thing true today, ain't there? There's some out there, they say they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They don't never go to church. There's some that they ever take and they'll say, hey, I'm a member at so-and-so church, but they only go a couple times a year. Amen? You can't get them in the door no other time. I'm simply saying today, folks, they've forsaken the assembling of their selves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. The Lord's coming back soon, so we ought to be even more. Amen? We ought to be doing it even more. You think about today. Separated. That's why I believe it's so biblical for the pastor to take and say, hey, we missed you at church today. We sure need you to be there. It's so biblical for Brother Hunter to take to Brother Brent and say, hey, Brother Brent, we missed you at church today. We need you to be there. Amen. We missed that Sunday school lesson this morning. We sit there and looked at the walls. Amen. You think about, I'm simply saying, it's important, amen, for us to do that. The Bible tells us to do that. It's not just the preacher, although it is. It's everybody else in here too, amen. It said, let us consider one another. That's a part of it, amen. But exhorting one another in verse 25, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, it's important for us to be in God's house. You think about long ago, this is something that separated believers. Not so much today. You say, what do you mean? Because it used to be long ago, those that knew the Lord, what happened? You could bank on it. That person, they pull out of their parking lot every Sunday morning. They're going to church. They pull out of their parking lot every Sunday night. I know where they're now. I know where that next door neighbor's going. And matter of fact, they even pull out of their driveway every Wednesday evening after sweating and working hard at work all day. I know where they're going. They're going down to church. You think about, I'm simply saying today, that it used to be that way. Why? Because there was people trying to pursue or to catch happiness that's found in keeping the law and being under the sound preaching and teaching of God's Word. You think about, I'm simply saying today, that if we want to be sanctified We're going to have to get in God's Word and be under the sound preaching and teaching of God's Word in a local New Testament church that preaches and teaches God's Word. I'm going to bear my heart with you for a second this morning before we move on to the next point. This is one, I believe, of the biggest problems that we have today amongst believers. They don't come to God's house anymore. They don't place an importance on it anymore. They say they know the Lord as their Savior. They say they are on their way to heaven. But then where are they? Where are they? They say they're looking for a church. They're new. They moved into the area. Where are they? Where are they? I'm simply saying this morning, we want to live a happy life. We want to serve the Lord. Well, then where are we? You see, today, simply today, we need to have a separated life. That involves being separated to I'm going to be in my place where God would have me to be. One of the biggest problems amongst us today is we don't seek to live separated lives. A lot of times we hear that preached and taught. Well, that's the biggest problem with that church down the road. That contemporary church, they are doing this, this, and this, and that's wrong, and that ain't biblical, all that music. They shouldn't be doing this, and they shouldn't be entertaining, and they shouldn't be doing that, and all those types of things. And they shouldn't be. But what about what you should be doing as a child of God? Are you in His house? Somewhere that does? Amen? I'm simply saying today we need to be faithful there. We need to be faithful there. You think about today, we do not seek to live separated lives in obedience to God's Word. Thus, we don't really ever truly find or catch happiness because we don't pursue it. Instead, we pursue the almighty dollar. Instead, we pursue a nap. Instead, we pursue spending time with family and friends. Instead of pursuing happiness is the Lord. Knowing the Lord, hearing His Word, being in His house, being fed, prayer time, Bible reading. We don't pursue that, but we pursue everything else in the world. We pursue catching the 10-pound bass. Amen. I'm pursuing it. I ain't found it yet. One day I will. You know what? That ain't really going to be happiness, but I sure will be happy about it if it happens one day. Amen. I'm simply saying today that we have lost our way. The word happy means, we said at the beginning of the message, blessed. I wonder how many times it's been said down through the years and how true it is that when we're not in church, what do? We miss a blessing. In other words, we miss our happiness. We miss the opportunity to have the blessing and the happiness that God desires for us to have. You think about the service that you miss, a lot of times is the one that what? You needed the most. We miss our blessing. We miss our happiness because we were pursuing something else. You think about today, how do you catch it? Well, salvation, you got to be saved. You got to be separated. But the third thing is found in Hebrews 10, and these two go together real closely, this separated in the third point. Hebrews 10, verse 23, I read it again. It said, let us notice these two words. What are they? Somebody tell me the next two words after us. Hold fast. The profession of our faith. Without, what's that next word? Wavering. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to stop right there just for a second. I read something yesterday, and I've never heard of this before. Some of y'all might have. We don't have no hurricane out right now in the Atlantic Ocean, do we, that I know of? No hurricane. But I read on my phone yesterday where a man up, I think it was Oak Island or near the Outer Banks somewhere, was on vacation. He was out in the ocean. And you know what happened? A wave got a hold of him and it broke his neck and killed him.
I heard that. Yes, I heard on the news.
I've never heard of that before. Maybe some of y'all have. Broke his neck and killed him. A wave did. When I seen this verse, and I had already wrote this down, and then I saw that yesterday, that story, I said, you know what? That's pretty powerful. A wave can be a powerful thing. We think about undertows, currents, all that stuff we can get into. But you know what? A wave can be powerful. And the Bible said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Who would have thought on a day like yesterday that a man could get in the ocean out there with no big hurricanes or none of that that you would see? Yeah, of course you're going to stay out of the ocean then. But you know what? Sometimes things unexpected happen from the waves. I'm simply saying today, he said, hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. There's many today that the third reason why they never have or catch happiness. But if you want to have it, that we need to do, we need to be situated. We need to be situated. You say, what do you mean? We need to hold fast. We don't need to be wavering. Amen. We don't need to be flip-flopping. Amen. We don't need flip-flop Christians. We don't need Christians that are tossed with the waves. Amen. We need, and the Lord wants Christians, the ones that are going to be happy are those that are holding fast and that are holding fast the profession of their faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Amen. One that holds fast. One that stays true. One that sticks with the stuff. I don't know about you, but the Christians and the believers down through the years that have been the biggest blessings to me are the ones that what? Have stayed faithful for all those years. Stayed faithful for all those years. Not those that are in church for a while, out of church for a while. Those are the ones that are discouragements. When I look at them, they're warnings to me, but they're discouragements. Those that are there some, not there some, you're like, they need to be there. Those that are wavering. But those that are faithful, those are the ones. Those are the ones that are the ones, amen, that are the most happy, that are the most blessed. Why? Because God's blessing them. Because they're doing what He says to do. I think about down through the years, I think about Brother Warren that we used to go to church with, and some of y'all remember him. He's with the Lord now over at Security in Rock Hill. That man was there as much as possible all the time up into his 90s, as much as he physically could be, and was always a blessing. Still singing, even though sometimes he would get a little confused, he still would try to do it. Amen. I think about Miss Betty. She's a big encouragement to me, her faithfulness. It's a blessing. She's more faithful than some of us that are half her age in this church. More faithful than half the people out there that say they know the Lord that's not even here. You're an encouragement to me, Miss Betty. Thank you for your faithfulness. Brother Brent's dad, he tells me, was the same way. Without wavering. So many today waver and they wind up getting their necks broke. Don't waver, hold fast. You want to be happy in the Lord? You want to hear Him say, pleased, well done? Be situated. Amen? Be situated in the things that God would have you to do. Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians 4, another good verse of Scripture that talks about this being situated, going along with being happy in the way the Bible does. The pursuit of happiness, Benjamin Franklin said, the Constitution only gives the people the right to pursue it. You have to catch it for yourself. And one a part of that for us is we need to be situated. We need to be faithful. We need to hold fast. We need to not waver. Ephesians 4 and verse 1, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. This kind of reminds me of Thessalonians we talked about Wednesday, these words, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Are you walking worthy this morning, believer? With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We could really read the whole chapter here, but skip on down to verse number 11. The Bible says, and He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why did God give these? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. The third part of it, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That, here it is, we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, sounds like wavering, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's what will wind up happening if you're not under sound preaching and teaching of God's Word. Amen. I've seen many people take and not ever get in a good Bible-believing preaching church. They'll know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They can tell you how to be saved frontwards and backwards. And honestly, I believe a lot of them saved. But they never get in church, never get in a good Bible-believing preaching church and stay faithful there. They make excuses, reasons, bitterness, whatever. And you know what winds up happening a lot of times? They wind up believing something crazy. Some crazy thing that they heard somebody say on the internet. Some crazy thing they heard somebody say on the radio. Some crazy verse that they take out of context because they don't know. Some crazy thing because they're not under the sound preaching and teaching of God's Word. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Oh, this looks good today, and then tomorrow they'll be over there with that wind. Remember what the waves do. They can break your neck. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. Boy, there's some out there and you don't even realize how crafty they are, like I didn't that night. I didn't know the rule. I didn't know the law. What happened? I got swindled, didn't I? I was a crafty person. Happens all the time. Whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They're looking. We had a guy come in the other day, and you know what he did? When he was cunning and crafty, he come in, he walked, and he looked across the front. He was a regular person, but he likes to come in. We have to watch him with coupons, fake coupons. And you know what he did? You know whose register he went through? The brand new cashier. Same thing happens a lot of times spiritually too. They can figure out who they are. The brand new person. Notice with me here, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. When I see speaking the truth, I can't help but it's thinking about verse number 11. Those that God's given us those gifts. If they would be there, they would listen and they would pay attention. I think about the girl that took the bad coupons. You know what happened? When we found out, matter of fact, after the guy left, and then we had another instance where another guy come in, he went to another brand new cashier, and he took and did the quick change on her with the money. Got her. You know, as soon as that guy walked out, you know what she did? Shows how good the girl is. She's just young. She walked up to the front to Della, and she said, "I think I just got swindled." She said, "Will you check my till?" She told Della what happened. Della counted the money. Sure enough, he got her. And she looked at Della and she said, "I knew better." She said, "Because my gnome had told me to watch for that." Her training on the computer. She said, "I knew something wasn't right, but I just didn't. I just didn't." You see, today we do the same thing a lot of times as believers too, don't we? I'm simply saying today, folks, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. We need to be situated. Amen. So many today cannot find happiness after they're saved in that, number one, maybe they don't know what to do, but number two, they don't get into a place where they can be taught. Everybody that makes a profession of faith that we lead to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, no matter who it is, we always try to encourage them what? Go to church. Find a good Bible-believing church. Here, come to ours. We want you to come. We always try to do that. Do they come all the time? No. Whether they truly got saved or not, I don't know. That's the Lord's business. He's the saving business. He's the one that knows. Do they go somewhere else? I don't know. But the Lord knows. But I think a lot of times maybe they just take and they get to the place they're not taught. And who knows what happens to them. Like a wave, tossed with that wave. Some do, I believe, don't become situated because they go to bad so-called churches with hirelings and wolves in sheep's clothing that the Bible talks about. They don't have a clue. It's amazing how many people we witness to, we try to share the gospel with, and they'll look at you and they'll say, "I didn't know that. I never heard that before. I didn't know. I didn't ever see that verse that tells me I can know that I know that I know that I know that I'm on my way to heaven. I never realized that I don't have to work plus say this prayer to make it to heaven. I didn't realize those things." Well, you think about today, so many bad so-called hirelings out there. Some day are not situated because they're not under sound preaching and teaching of the God's Word and His Bible. The preaching, the believing. I tell you today, folks, if we want to be situated, we need to be under the sound preaching teaching of the Bible and believe it and practice it faithfully every day in our lives. Amen? We need to be situated. We need to be situated. In this day and time we live in, there's very little that is, but I believe we can be situated. You say, why? Because if we have Him as our rock and our firm foundation, no matter if the storms come and the winds blow, guess what? We can still stand. Not because of us, but because of the foundation of God's Word. Being situated. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there's no vision, the people perish. You think about today, they place everything in the world people do today in front of going and being in God's house. They chase sports, hobbies, work. Or, I just don't feel like going today. I got sniffles. My allergies is bothering me. I just can't make it today. Everything in the world. They don't ever become situated because they're not there. They're missing out on the happiness or the blessings of catching a hold of it. They're missing out. You think about today, many take and they miss out due to family things. There's some verses for that. Luke 14:26 and Matthew 19:29. Where Jesus talked about placing Him and forsaking father, forsaking mother to do even what He wants you to do. I think about many times in this church I heard people testify down through the years, and it's a blessing to me, and it's a challenge to me too, about Preacher Fulmer and how faithful he was. Of many times when he had people come, family things, he said what? I'm going to church. May the Lord help some of us to take His example and to do the same thing. I think about after me and Kelly got married, we had some family at different times along the way down through the years. Guess when they wanted to schedule family things? During church time on Sunday. During church time on Wednesday. You know what we said? You'll have to go do it without us. Or reschedule it at a different time. But so-and-so's got to work this day. That's fine. You schedule it that day. Y'all go, we won't get to go. We got to do church this day, just like they got to work that day. Amen? Why? Because we're pursuing after something. Amen? We're pursuing after a blessing. We're pursuing after happiness and what God wants us to do in our lives. You think about today, I thought about this, and I don't know about you, but this convicted me in my personal life. If God put things in front of spending time with us, in the way that we do with Him, how much different would things be? I'll read it one more time. If God puts things in front of spending time with us, talking to us, listening to us, coming, being with us, meeting with us, if He put things in front of us just like we do with Him, I wonder how much different things would be. I don't know about you, but they'd be a lot different. May the Lord help us. As Faith Baptist churches and individuals, to be faithful this week in revival in His house. May the Lord help us to be faithful every day in our prayer time, Bible reading, and devotions. Why? Not because it's just time to read the Bible today. Yeah, that's good. We need to have that. But because we're pursuing after something. We want to find and what God wants us to see. Amen? In other words, we're seeking for something from His Word. We're seeking for some help. Amen. We want what God has for us, what He's trying to show us. Amen. You think about today, may the Lord help us as individuals to do that, like believers did long ago. Amen. To catch happiness by realizing, number one, we've got to be saved, we've got to be separated, but we need to be situated. We need to hold fast and not be like the wave. When we started all this 3 weeks ago, we said, based off one of our founding documents, we hold these truths to be self-evident. It's really interesting. You think about all we've talked about. It's kind of self-evident to me that a Christian ought to be in church. Kind of self-evident a Christian ought to read their Bible. Kind of self-evident a Christian ought to pray. Kind of self-evident a Christian shouldn't be out running around drinking, partying, and everything else with those that do. It's self-evident. You think about it, said these truths we hold to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I think that's evident today too, amen. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. We taught that since we were kids. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We talked about the first week, all life is precious. And only found in Christ and given by Christ. The second week we saw liberty is the freedom or ability to do not what I want, but is right. And only the saved can truly know this and do this with His help. The third, this week we talked about, from based off the quote that we read there in the bulletin, the Constitution only gives people the right to pursue happiness. You have to catch it yourself as you obey and follow God's Word faithfully as His child. Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. You say, Pastor, today, what's our vision? If you ever feel like you don't know what the vision is, I may not take and put it up on the wall. I may not take and mention it every service, and you say you've never said this is the vision of our church. I know some preachers do all that stuff, and I'm not against it. More power to them. We try to have a theme every year. Sometimes it gets lost throughout the year with other things that go on. But our vision at Faith Baptist Church is simple. Right here. Right here. This is the vision. To do what the Word of God says to do. People will say, well, you're this or you're that. I just try to follow the Bible. Amen? That's why I'm an independent Baptist. Because I believe that's the closest thing on this earth that tries to lines up, that tries to follow this Bible in the way that it is. If there was anything else, I would be there. I'm simply saying today that we need to follow God's Word if we want to catch and find happiness. Second, you're familiar with the verse. Two more verses and we'll be done, I promise. 2 Chronicles 7 and verse number 14. You're familiar with the verse, but it's amazing the way things tie together if we'll take and really look at them. 2 Chronicles 7 and verse number 14, a familiar verse before revival that's usually talked about or during revival. I don't know, it may be this week, it may not be. But think about what we've talked about this morning and about these three words in the last couple weeks. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and, notice that next word, seek. I don't know about you, but when I say seek my face, that sounds a lot like to me kind of what our founding fathers said if we apply it spiritually. It kind of sounds a lot like to me what Benjamin Franklin said in his quote in the bulletin this morning. That you can take and you can say, here's the American dream. You can take and say, here's what God's will is for your life to somebody all day long. But what is it when it comes down to the end? You have to catch it yourself. Amen? You have to do it yourself. If you want to be blessed, you want to see, you have to do it. You have to catch it yourself. God's Word can tell us all day long what to do and what not to do. It can tell us how to be happy. And if you don't do this, you're not going to be happy. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're not going to be happy. And if you do the things you ain't supposed to do, you ain't going to be happy. It can tell us all day long, line it out verbatim. But if we don't take and keep it, guess what? We'll never catch it. We'll miss out on the blessings, and we'll miss out on the things that God has. You think about, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He'll send revival. Revival is mainly for the saved, but true revival affects all. May the Lord cause us to desire, seek, pursue after revival in our lives individually this week as we obey His Word as He speaks. And as Ephesians 4 said that I didn't read this week, but we read last week, as we obey and follow His Word and don't grieve Him, but obey Him. You think about today, I know that when we'll do this, we'll receive revival and happiness. And we'll be blessed. When we keep God's Word, we'll be blessed. Why? Because the Bible says that. Amen? That's how I know. I close with this verse of Scripture and a question. Do you desire to have revival and to catch and have happiness in your life? That's the only way you're going to get it, is if you desire it. Benjamin Franklin was right. Do you desire to have revival and catch happiness in Him? Well, Psalms 37 and verse number 4 through 5 tells us this. The first word says delight. Delight thyself also in the Lord, not in the things of this world. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of what? Thine heart. Thine heart. Sounds like the thing we've been talking about all morning long. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. That's delighting yourself in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Number two, the next part of the verse says, commit thy way unto the Lord. That sounds like keeping the law. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit to do it. Number three, the reverse goes on, trust also in Him. And you know what will happen? The end of the verse says, and He'll bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. You want to see revival? You want to have happiness in your life? Follow, obey, and keep the things that's in God's Word. Pursue after doing what God says to do and not do. And you know what you'll wind up happen? The Lord will bring it to pass. And He'll give you the happiness and the blessings that you desire to see in your life. You think about today, I claim this for me and my life. Faith Baptist Church, I ask you, will you do the same? If that's you this morning and you say, I want to see the Lord do something, I want to catch true happiness. Maybe I've got sidetracked here lately. Maybe some things have come in the way. Maybe the Lord today might take and help you to realize the only way you're going to catch happiness is by pursuing it, by following after Him and doing the things that His Word says. Let's pray.